A little boy looks up at night and sees the twinkling stars. He reaches out to grab one. It's so close and yet so far. His little eyes fall slowly shut beneath the radiant beams. He's asleep, but the stars are shining on the horizon of his dreams. Half an hour later, his mother tucks him in. She knows his dreams are limited by the color of his skin. She goes back in the living room and watches the TV, white men and German shepherds in old Montgomery. Her eyes well up with tears. She sees the rocks of anger hurled. She thinks about her son in bed. Why did I bring him in this world? Fast forward now some 40 years. The same stars overhead. A little girl is sleeping, warm and dreaming in her bed. She's dreaming of the wondrous things that silent stars can preach, knowing that she's limited only by her reach. Her heart and soul will guide her. That's where the dream begins. She will not be constrained by the color of her skin. Half an hour later, her father's standing there. He smiles at his little girl and speaks unspoken care. He knows that she is dreaming and that those dreams will last, and that anything she dreams is well within her grasp. He goes back to the living room and watches the TV and is quietly amazed by the things he sees. He stands before this country, his right hand in the air. He slowly remakes history because he dared to dare. He and his wife look proudly at the flag unfurled, both glad they brought their daughters into this wondrous world. Carl Stevens, WBC News Radio, 10:30.